Hoping Together. This is an account in the Bible of 10 men who were lepers. They were from different areas of the country and normally would not have associated with one another because of cultural prejudice. Somehow they must have heard of Jesus healing a leper, and that gave them hope that Jesus might also heal them. They gathered at a place where they thought they would see Jesus passing by on his way to Jerusalem. The Bible tells us, "Lord, you hear the desires of those who are hurting. You cheer them up and give them hope. You listen to their cries." From Psalm 10, verse 17. Often in our addictive lifestyle, we gathered with people who were in the same position as we were. We lost all hope of recovering from the dependency that kept us in bondage, so we chose an existence with those who were just like us. Maybe at some point we heard about someone who had given their will and life over to the care of God and managed to turn their life around, and it gave us hope that perhaps we could do the same. If we have hope, perhaps it is time to get to a place where we can meet with Jesus. In the Bible it says, "I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me." From Proverbs 8, verse 17. In the account of what happens to the lepers, Jesus did not immediately heal them. He told them to go show themselves to the priests. On the way, they were cleansed of the disease, but only one of the 10 returned to give thanks and praise to God for the healing. This one man, in returning to glory for God in his healing, received complete wholeness. The others, who were likely excited by their healing, continued on their way to the priests for confirmation of their healing. In the Bible, we read, Jesus said, "Were not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider?" Then he said to them, "Get up, on your way. Your faith has healed and saved you." John chapter 17, verses 17 to 19. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I praise and thank you for giving me hope to live a sober life. I now ask you to cleanse, heal, and restore me to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Amen.